Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. And I want to remind you that when you're forgiving someone, whether it's yourself or the other, it doesn't mean that you're condoning the behavior. So if you're not living up to your own expectations, it's not like you're saying, oh, it's okay, I can act like this. You're just bringing the forgiveness because we're human and we need to be accepting of our humanness. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about forgiveness. This is something I've talked about. I think I've talked about it with Katie. I've talked about it in the Radically Love You series in different things, you know, time and time again. And it comes around often enough because I feel like so many situations really require forgiveness to get to some deep healing. And what's come up in the past month has been the ideas of forgiveness for random tough weeks and making mistakes and not living up to one's own expectations, as well as in endings of relationships and how much forgiveness is needed in that. In the last month, that's been more in my sphere, whether that on all sides. So I was going to say, you know, whether it's this or that, but it's on all sides how much forgiveness is needed. Forgiveness of the self, forgiveness of the other. And first, I want to go with the caveat and the reminder that just because you forgive somebody, it doesn't mean you condone any of the behavior. And the same goes for yourself. If you're needing to forgive yourself because you weren't acting in your own integrity and up to your own expectations, by forgiving yourself, you're not condoning your behavior. You're simply recognizing the fact that you're human and you make mistakes and you have to learn and grow from those, even if they're mistakes you've made time and time again. And something I think that's so powerful about all of this is how much it increases our capacity to have compassion and understanding for the other. The more we're able to recognize our own humanness and we're able to forgive ourselves, the more we're able to really have compassion and understanding for other people and making mistakes and learning and their humanness, because we're all human. And the goal isn't for us to be so extra special and divine magic, da 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 da, to that degree. We all just are that, but we're also human. So, or I could really say, and we're also human, because it's both and. So, I really want to dive into this just a little bit. In the past, we've talked about, you know, sometimes you're just the villain, sometimes you're just the bad guy in the story for another person. And tied into that, I've been thinking about my own shadows. And, you know, if you listened to the last episode about being right and versus connection, I mentioned how in my gene keys, there's aspects of being the accuser. Well, I also have aspects of like dominance or ways where I could be abusing power, all right? This is all shadow sides of the self, and it doesn't make them so bad and wrong. It's one of those things where I feel the more we can really accept and be with our shadows, which is similar to really accepting and being with the fact that we are human, the more we really love ourselves so deeply. Because we're in wholeness, we can accept and move through and embrace what it all is, no matter how crazy or dark or seemingly ugly or disturbing, whatever it is, right? We're able to really accept it and embrace it and allow it. And that means so much. So there are times when it might be that you really just need to give yourself some grace and some forgiveness. And one of my favorite tools for that, which I've also shared time and time again, but it's so important, is the Ho'oponopono, which is, you know, look it up. Look up its Hawaiian roots because it's really cool. But to put it simply, and please bring the reverence to it, even though it's so simple, it basically is you saying, please forgive me, or I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And you do this with yourself. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to self. I'm sorry that I acted like such a doof, right? I can't believe I did that again. Okay. I'm so sorry. Will you please forgive me? And sometimes this takes time. Sometimes it takes more time when you're doing it with yourself than when you're doing it with another. So please forgive me. Will you please forgive me? And once you can get to that yes, then it's like, thank you. And I love you. And you circle yourself with that love. And you can do the same thing with another, whether you're doing it actually with them. I do this with my kids. I've done it with other people and other relationships too. And so you can do it in real time, real person to person. And if that doesn't seem safe or good or okay, or maybe it is something where it's, you know, the ending of a relationship and you're not talking to this person right now, you're giving each other space, you can just do it by calling them up. So in your mind's eye, not on the telephone. So, you know, closing your eyes, calling their energy up, their presence up, draw them up in your mind, in your sphere, and do the exact same thing where you're apologizing to them, waiting for them to give you the yes, I forgive you, and then telling them thank you, giving them gratitude for their grace and understanding and forgiveness, and then sending them love. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful practice. If you do it, you could, would, should feel the resonance of it because it's really super powerful. And I recommend this for all those times, like when I talk about shame and guilt and all of it, like for yourself, bring it all to light so you can transmute it, shift it, change it, let it go, whatever it is. And then also for the other, especially if you are on rocky terms or it is something where there's an ending, which creates a new beginning of relationship. Some relationships end, and you don't see any sort of other continuation, and the new beginnings are for each individual. And other relationships, they're ending in one way and they're beginning in another. So giving that a little bit of attention, that's probably an episode in and of itself. But big picture, I want to just remind everyone to give yourself forgiveness, spread forgiveness, forgive others, and forgive others for your own sanity, for your own energetic sanctity. Because when you're holding on to stuff against them and you're holding a grudge, it's just hurting you. It's not hurting them. So do the forgiveness for yourself to clear your own heart and your own energy. All right. Cheers to a more forgiving and graceful world out there. Let's spread all that love. Give it to the earth. Give it to our fellow humans and enjoy your day. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.